Hi, everybody. Welcome to Behind the Numbers. I'm your host, Dave Bookbinder. This is the show where we dig a little bit deeper into business to really understand what matters most. Today, we're talking about the profit. And no, I'm not talking about net income. I'm talking about the television show on CNBC with their guest host, well, their host, Marcus Lemonis, who is a celebrity investor. Marcus has made investments in dozens of companies, made a big impact in the lives of the entrepreneurs and in their businesses, and has created a business of his own in Marcus Lemonis LLC. Today, I'm super excited to welcome Marcus Lemonis LLC CFO, Jeremy Dombrowski, to the show. Jeremy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. So let's just get right into it. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you got connected with Marcus Lemonis.
Sure. I started off my career early on in public accounting. Started off in some smaller firms, Prenny Randolph, which is now part of Baker Tilly's family. Then transitioned over to BDO, and then transitioned into PwC, which was unique at that time because Big Four really weren't taking in senior level positions until Sarbanes-Oxley came out. So I had an opportunity to transition into PwC, into their SIPs practice, which was part of their large manufacturing consumer industrial products practices. Left there and really ended my career in public accounting and went out into the private sector. Was in two public companies at that time in Airgas and then also CSS Industries, and left those to really then get into the private sector. And I was a controller of two privately backed or private equity backed companies at the time, and then decided, you know, let's take a look at something different. And the opportunity came up to become the CFO of the manufacturing division of Marcus Lemonis LLC, ML Manufacturing, which was based out of Allentown and still is based out of Allentown, and that's how I came into the current role of being the CFO of the entire portfolio of companies.
That's great. And we're going to take a dive into Marcus's portfolio to some degree. And,
sure.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the show, watched it many times. And my perception always was that Marcus was investing in, I want to call them troubled companies, but companies with issues where they were needing some assistance. But in chatting with you, I'm learning that's not necessarily always the case.
No, I mean, in many times it is the case where the company is... It's not a startup, it's not a new company. Sometimes they're generational businesses where they're going through some type of struggle in their life cycle of a business. But other businesses are a strategic investment that we'll make to vertically integrate throughout our portfolio. Another investment that we made with a few businesses have been to, the business is successful, they're looking to take it to that next level. So they see Marcus as the person who can provide that insight to them to either help them marketing wise or strategically look at other partnerships that they can get involved with. So I'll say 30% of our portfolio is either a strategic investment or to vertically integrate. 70% of our portfolio is of that nature of there's some type of struggle in the business and we're there to try and help them get through that struggle.
Gotcha. I know he's making a big difference in either case. So Marcus has been quoted probably like 20-something times with the famous quotes of Marcus Lemonis. I want to talk about two. One, I just want to share with our viewership. I'm going to make sure I get this right. Marcus has said, if you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business. And that's true for every entrepreneur, every business, every CFO, everywhere. But the one I really wanted to dive into is people, process, and product. That's probably the most famous Marcus Lemonis quote. He talks about that a lot in all the shows. I'm wondering, are those items in a particular order for a particular reason?
Yes, yeah, very very much so. People, very on in my career, very early on in my career with Marcus, we were in a discussion about making an additional investment in a business, and he very quickly corrected me and said, we're not making investment in the business, we're making an investment in the people of that business. And it's really the people of those businesses that we're investing in. It's the trust that he's building throughout the process, throughout the diligence process of the people in those businesses. So when we say people, process, product, it really is the people first, investing in them, then building the process to make sure they are successful to support whatever product they're selling. We really get involved with businesses that have products, not services. So it really is that people, process, product that we're getting involved with, yeah, and trusting that people relationship.
How many submissions do you get a year for consideration for the program?
So we probably get 20,000 submissions a year to be on the show.
So how do you guys decide who to work with?
So I'm not intimately involved with that process, but Marcus works with the producers of the show to say, hey, I want to maybe invest in a t-shirt company this year, or a lighting company, or a furniture manufacturer this year. So if there's some of those submissions, let's try and get some of those within the limited time that we have in the episodes. Other ones, it's more of this, it's a family business. This might be a good story for TV, even though we're not scripting anything. Everything is what you see is what you get. And the struggles or the successes are real on the show. But it's really the producers and Marcus working through that population of 20,000 submissions and refining it to what you see on the show on The Prophet.
What's the time commitment for something like that?
Yeah, so from submission to actually being accepted, it's a rarely short period of time. It might be a 4-week period of time where they're going through and finding that that business that's going to be on the show. Mm-hmm. But the actual taping could be a 4-month process. They tape anywhere between like 2,000 to 4,000 hours of show to get to a 45-minute show on TV. So it's very interesting.
Gotcha. And you just completed season number 5.
Correct.
So hopefully we're looking forward to season number 6 very soon.
Yeah, that's our hope. That we're still, some of season 5 is still airing. We'll be airing through the fall here. But we're going to get season 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, however many we need to.
Sounds good. Yeah. We're going to have to take a quick pause for a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about The Prophet with Jeremy Dombrowski of Marcus Lemonis, LLC. We'll be right back.
When did you see the sign?
When I needed to jumpstart sales.
Build attendance for an event.
Help people find their way. Fast Signs designed new directional signage.
And got them back on track. Get started at fastsigns.com.
Hi, I'm Chris Haynes.
And I'm Mitchell Brooks. We're inviting you to join us Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock on RVNTE for our show, Welcome Home. It centers around everything having to do with owning a home, from figuring out when and where to buy, how to maintain it, how to protect it, when and how to sell, and everything revolving around having a home.
Please join us every Wednesday at 10 a.m. on RVNTV.
Hi, I'm Christine Patton, the Juice Girl. The Champion Juicer has been my juicer of choice for years. Whether I'm making a glass of juice or a large batch of juice for my juice bar, these juicers are simple to use and so easy to clean. Champion Juicers are masticating, cold-pressed juicers. Two models are available, the Classic 2000 and the new Elite 4000. Besides juicing, both models can make frozen fruit smoothies, nut butters, sauces, and even baby food. The Elite 4000 Champion Juicer also excels at juicing greens and wheatgrass. These juicers deserve to be called the world's finest. For more information, please visit my website at juicegirlpharmacy.com or championjuicer.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Behind the Numbers. My guest is Jeremy Dombrowski of Marcus Lemonis, LLC. During this segment, I want to talk about two of the many brands and companies that Marcus has invested in with a theme of what I'll call fresh, healthy ingredients. The first one is The Simple Greek, caught my attention. Talk to me a little bit about The Simple Greek.
Sure. The Simple Greek is currently our only franchise concept right now. It started back in 2015. Marcus had an episode on the Prophet called My Big Fat Greek Hero. Said this is a segment that I really think is really going to take off in the industry, in the quick service restaurant industry, in the fast casual space, and said let's do something with this. So that was somewhat the basis for what the concept is now. But really, the concept now is based on healthy living, healthy lifestyle, very fresh ingredients, and bringing that out into market. So our franchise right now has 21 stores open. We're opening 2 next week. We'll have 30 open by the end of the year. And all of that, all that except for 3 of our locations are franchised owned. So our franchisees come into the system, and unlike our other investments in the portfolio, franchisees are investing in us. They're investing in our process, in our product, and in the people of the business, of the franchisor. And that's really a great segment to be in. Kava just acquired Zoe's Kitchen, which really validates what we believed in, what we said that this is a hot segment to be in. And being a franchisor, this gives people the opportunity to come into the segment where they wouldn't have that opportunity before. We are the largest franchisor in the segment right now. There are other larger concepts, but they're all corporate owned. So we are the largest franchisor in the segment right now. We're on projection right now to have 45 locations open by the end of Q1 of next year.
Wow,
and continue to see great interest in the concept.
Yeah, talk to us a little bit about what the consumer experience is when they walk into the Simple Greek. What's it like to order? What kind of things are on the menu? What can they expect?
Sure. So you walk into a Simple Greek. It's a build-your-own concept. So you could either build a bowl or a gyro. And the customer service person there, the team member, will take you down the line. You start off with your base. You get a protein. And then you have your sides and your toppings on there. 90% of our food is made in-house with fresh ingredients. So that is, you don't get to see all of that in the prep, but know that 90% of our food is made in-house. And it's really a fresh, lively experience that you're getting out of the Simple Greek.
That's interesting stuff. Now, Marcus is, by background, also Greek, right? So this is of particular keen interest
to
him.
Yep.
Talk about the origins of it. There was an episode where you met some folks who were involved in it. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we met the Ferences out in Pittsburgh. I believe season 3 of the Prophet, and they had a franchisor model where they had, I believe, 6 locations open in the Pittsburgh market. We started talking with them on the concept. We thought it was a good idea to see if we could team up with them. Since we've built out our own concept with some of that basis again in there, but really have taken the concept to the next level.
Gotcha. I want to jump to another business. Maybe you have time to come back to Simple Greek, but I want to make sure we touch on at least one other one. Also in the spirit of fresh, healthy ingredients, but this time for our fur baby friends. And I'm talking about Bentley's Pet Stuff. Talk a little bit about that franchise, would you?
Sure. So Bentley's Pet Stuff, which it might seem odd to couple these two together, but as we talk about eating healthy, eating fresh for our bodies, Bentley's Pet Stuff they're based on eating fresh, eating healthy for your pets. And really it came from Lisa and Gio Sanafe, who their dog Bentley was going through various illnesses. And Lisa decided, something's going on here. How can I help out a beloved member of the family, being Bentley? And she started researching various pet foods and how she was feeding Bentley, and realized that we're not doing the right things for our pets, and really developed this process. They were on I believe it was season 3 of The Prophet. At that time, they had 3 or 4 locations in the Chicago market. Marcus fell in love with them, fell in love with their mission to help out pets, help out other families that are going through the same struggle. And said, hey, let's really get this thing off the ground. Let's put some investment into this. And now we're sitting at 89 locations, along with an online presence, really in the Midwest portion of the country, through Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois. But it's starting to expand out as well. And they continue to look for opportunities as well to do an acquisition, if it's a 1 or 2 store bolt-on that they'll do in that segment, to, again, help out another beloved member of the family, which is your pet. So it's not only for dogs, it's for cats as well, where you could go into the location, you could build your own bag of food out of natural products. The customer service person there will help you decide what to build your food with for your pet, whatever their pet's needs are.
Yeah, that resonates. I've got some animals that are on special diets, so I totally understand that.
Yep.
Good stuff. It's an unserved market that really needs some more attention. The folks at Bentley's are also socially conscious.
Yes.
I saw that they're active in charities for helping pets and kids.
Yep. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So Gio and Lisa, they have 2 adopted children that they are very much obviously in love with their children, but in love with that process, and have focused in on getting that word out as well to the public of the importance of adoption and the need out there for good parents to adopt great kids. So that is certainly one of their charitable endeavors, but then also the way they give back to the pet community through, it's either a percentage of sales of stores, or unfortunately, you know, sometimes there's natural disasters, Houston being last year, We have a hurricane coming in this week where they will donate food. They will work with the distributors to donate food into those markets because we're focused on, okay, we need to serve the families in those markets. Pets are part of those markets as well. Let's get food. Let's get supplies in so these pets could be served just as well as the people population.
That's great. And Marcus, while portrayed on the show as a hard-nosed businessman, also is socially conscious, right? He's kind of a big-hearted guy.
Yes, very much so. Marcus, it does not make it a secret, he was adopted. He provides back to adoption charities just in his corporate policies and our human resource policies is very charitable to his to the people that work in his business, again, back to that people. People first, people. Back to, say, if you're going through an adoption, there are some dollars that we could help you assist you in that process, but also taking leave to make sure you're supporting that newly adopted child to your family and making sure that they're comfortable as well.
Right. So if there's anybody in the audience who would like to work with you either as a business that you might invest in or as a potential franchisor, what's a good way to contact you or the show?
Sure. The best way to contact me is email me at jeremy@marcuslimonis.com. It's the easiest way to get a hold of me, and I'm always available for a discussion around anything.
Sounds good. I think we have about 60 seconds before we got to take another break here. So just real quick, what's it like to work with Marcus?
Sure. It's interesting. Marcus has ideas in his head. Sometimes he's communicating them clearly, sometimes not, and we're just here to execute. So there's myself and other executives on the team that are working through it, trying to execute on the ideas that he is providing us to build the brands that we own and to also help the people in those brands and those business owners at the same time.
Very good. All right, we're going to pause for this quick commercial break. We'll be right back on Behind the Numbers. Don't go anywhere.
Do you see the sign?
When I needed to jumpstart sales.
Build attendance for an event.
Help people find their way. Fast Signs designed new directional signage.
And got them back on track. Get started at fastsigns.com.
Hey everyone, this is Donna Valente, sales performance and leadership coach and founder of the Enterprise Sales Institute. Join me every Wednesday at 11 o'clock here with RVN TV on That Sales Show. On this show, we are going to share with you best practices in emotional intelligence, sales process, and sales strategy with some of the industry's biggest thought leaders. So don't forget, 11 o'clock Wednesday here with RVN TV and That Sales Show.
Got a quarter?
Hi, I'm Dave Bookbinder. Welcome back to Behind the Numbers. Today, my guest is Jeremy Dombrowski of Marcus Lemonis, LLC. This is part of the program that we call The Bottom Line. This is where my guest gets to offer their tips, their advice, things that they've learned, lessons that you can take away. And Jeremy, I think you have a tip that you'd like to share.
Sure. You approached me about this before, and I would say opportunity.
Opportunity. Talk a little bit about that. Let's unpack that. What do you mean when you say opportunity?
Sure. So throughout my career, my career, as we discussed before, has been a winding path to where I'm at now. But through that winding path, I never closed the door on opportunity, never just turned my back to an opportunity. And not only professionally, but even in the business, even in the various businesses that I've worked in. You never know when that opportunity could turn into something big, could turn into something great, could turn into something life-changing. So really keeping your mind open to opportunities, and it might not be, you might not see it as an opportunity today, but just continue to think about it, not close it off. Yeah. It might turn into an unbelievable opportunity further on down your career.
Yeah, I completely agree. I've seen that with a lot of the successful entrepreneurs and business owners that I've talked to. Same thing. Don't be afraid. Say yes, figure it out, and go with it and do your best stuff. Good. So thank you for that. It's a good bottom line tip. Back to the profit. How does the show impact the portfolio companies themselves?
Sure. So depending on the company that's coming in through the show, it could be a vertical integration strategy. The businesses that I worked with in the manufacturing group based out of Allentown, Precise Graphics, is a perfect example of vertical integration. That's a company that designs and installs interior decor for retail locations, supermarkets. It could be a retail location in the fashion industry or in the food industry. So what Marcus was able to see the opportunity with that company was, I'm doing this in all my retail locations, throughout his Camping World locations, Gander locations, in his fashion segment. It's something that I need. It makes sense to team up with them. So that's a great example of vertical integration. We also have other businesses in the fashion industry that's based out of New York, where we have brands that'll come in, we have locations that'll come into that segment and grow out that segment and really start building the Marcus brand. So we have stores that are branded just Marcus, which have not only fashion in it, but also have some other lifestyle amenities in there with, could be furniture, it could be through our Grafton furniture business, but just other business in there. Then we also have food industry, so not only the Simple Greek is our franchisor model, but we also have standalone restaurants throughout the company, MLG in Chicago, Farrell's out in California. We have Sweet Pete's, which is our candy company down in Jacksonville. We also have Zoe's Chocolate, which is based out of central Pennsylvania. So it's a variety of businesses that make up this portfolio that are ever-changing and ever always interacting with each other in some type of manner.
Yeah, interesting stuff. In the private equity world, we use terms like bolt-ons and tuck-ins. In terms of the businesses that you're invested in that are in, we'll call a similar or an adjacent space, what synergies, if any, do you guys get in working together?
Sure. In the manufacturing, those synergies are a lot easier to see through cost synergies through running more through your manufacturing facilities. If it's in the retail, we're seeing synergies certainly from a customer stand base where the customer might be looking to purchase product X. Now we're selling them also product Y. And again, in the fashion industry, we could use designers throughout that entire industry. So we don't necessarily go out there looking for those bolt-ons. They just happen naturally through the interaction that we have throughout the portfolio of companies.
And do all the business owners know one another? Is there any kind of a retreat, if you will, where they all get to interact?
No, there's no retreat, but we're, again, myself and the other executives in the organization are always trying to say, okay, this company here, a great example is Anderson Brothers / Tank Farm out in California. They do designer t-shirts. We're looking to say at Simple Greek, for example, they might be a good partner for our uniforms, but they also might be a good partner for one of our other segments just in the retail shop. In Sweet Pete's, for example, they don't necessarily need uniforms, but they could sell a Sweet Pete's branded shirt in their shop. So we're trying to make sure that everybody's talking and seeing the opportunities within each business to grow the entire portfolio.
Gotcha. So again, in the limited time that we have left here, if there are folks out there who are watching who may be interested in working with you either from the franchisor model or from an investment perspective, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Sure, it's easy, jeremy@marcuslimonis.com. It's the easiest and fastest way to get a hold of me.
Okay, I think we have a couple of minutes left in our program here, so I want to just ask, we've talked in detail, a little bit of detail, about two particular brands. Is there another one or two that you want to spend a moment talking about?
Yeah, Sweet Pete's is an interesting brand. It came on early on in the seasons. I believe either season two, maybe Sweet Pete's came on. They're a candy company based out of Jacksonville, Florida. They are based in a historical building, which we're currently doing a massive renovation on right now. Marcus loves the brand, loves Allison and Pete are the owners of that business. It's just a really fun brand to be involved with. Zoe's Chocolate as well.
What's the product on the Sweet Pete's?
Oh, so they it's any type of candy. So they have chocolate, they have hard candy, they have soft candies. Whatever, if you like candy, I'm sure you can find it at Sweet Pete's.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. And is there another one? We have about a minute or so left here.
Yeah, I mentioned Precise Graphics before, but they are a great business in the local market. They have a lot of client relationships with various supermarkets. That's how they really built out the portfolio. But they are a full design house and also manufacturer, where if you're looking at a retail space and you want to turn that over and make your customer experience look completely different from day one to day two, certainly feel free to reach out to me and I will get you in touch with them because they provide a great service and product.
Okay. And in the limited time we do have left here, thinking about when you make an investment in a business, is there an exit on the horizon as you think about it? How do you guys approach that?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to answer that. You know, it's really what Marcus is thinking, but really we haven't exited a business where we've sold it to someone else. It's been through, let's just grow this business, let's build wealth for that business owner that we've gotten involved with, that we've trusted through this process to expand their business. So it's really the success of them, it helps us, and that's really the success of us.
Great. So if you're working with Marcus Lemonis LLC, you've got a real business partner here who's committed to the long-term growth of your business. And I know sometimes when you're watching reality TV shows, it's hard to recognize that there are real people and real stories and real businesses there. And Jeremy, thanks for sharing these stories behind the numbers about what goes on in the world of the profit.
Sure, anytime,
so
thank you.
Thanks for coming on. We've got to run. Thank you for watching Behind the Numbers. I'm Dave Bookbinder. We'll see you again next time.